Successful people create success by habit. Remember, 85% of what we do is habitual and unconscious. So when you start doing the right things, you start doing the right activities, even if they're not producing results yet, as long as you stick to the right processes, they eventually will produce results.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is, we're going into part two of our what is anticipated to be a 7-part series of principles that big businesses utilize that every business, even small businesses, solopreneur businesses, need to be implementing in their process. So before we get into this, two things. First of all, my daily motivation text, Monday motivation text, I send this out every week, every day and every week, respectively, guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day or week. You need to be getting this message. Just text me at my number, 305-384-6894. It'll be going straight to your phone free of charge to join the text community, and we'll tell you your options as soon as you get in, as soon as we start sending those texts again. Second, Work on Your Game University. All right, that is the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to have me as your direct coach, you'd like to be able to share with me your ideas, your challenges, your needs, what you're working on right now, and get my direct feedback on how you can make what you're looking to do, make it actually happen with my insight and with my help, with my strategies, with our processes, with our mindset tools, with everything else that we have. We got a lot of stuff in our university, not only that you can get directly from me, but also just in the back end and the trainings and the courses. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That link is also down below in the description. With that out the way, let's get right into it. We can pick up right where we left off here. I don't need to get an intro to this because I already gave you the intro in part one of this series. So if you didn't listen to part one, make sure you go back and listen to part one. We're picking up here on part two, picking up right on point number four. Again, this is going to be a 7-part series. So we're giving you 3 points per episode of this series. Number four, big business principles that small businesses need to implement. Number four, clear vision and mission. Where are we going? What do we want to do? It's very clear in big companies. I just told you in the previous installment of this series how a person I knew someone who worked at Apple, and this guy at Apple already knew what Apple's plan was 10 years into the future of what the company was going to be doing. They already knew what they were going to be doing 10 years moving forward. Now, is the plan going to be 100% perfect? Probably not. Are some things in that 10-year plan probably going to change by the time they get to the 10-year mark? Absolutely. However, the point that I want you to get here, and this is the principle, is that they have a plan. They have a plan for what they're going to be doing 10 years from now. Let me ask you, do you have a plan for where you want to be in 10 years? And when I say a plan, this doesn't mean you have to have complete detail of who's going to be working where and what departments, et cetera. Do you even have a list of goals of things you want to accomplish 10 years from today? Do you even know? Have you written it down? These are the things you need to be thinking about, everyone. Again, big businesses do this. Successful people plan their futures. They visualize the future before it occurs. And the way you visualize your future is by setting goals. Anyone can set a goal. You don't need to have money. You don't need to know anybody. You don't need to have a degree. You don't even have made a sale ever in your life to set a goal. You can sit down right now and write down what you want to achieve 10 years from today. What's stopping you? I'll wait. You need to create this type of vision for yourself, because when you set goals for your future, you are giving yourself a vision of what you want to achieve. And the more often you are reminding yourself of those future goals, you are creating a vision in your subconscious mind through repetition that this is what you want to achieve. And that will send your subconscious mind to go to work for you to start attracting you to the things you need to do and attracting the things that you need to do and the people you need to meet to you. This is how the law of attraction actually works. See, the law of attraction is not you just thinking about something that just comes to you. The law of attraction is about using repetition, emotionalization, and immersion to bring things to you. I talk about the law of attraction in episodes number 2383 and 2384. I did a two-part series on it so you understand how this stuff works so y'all can stop getting fooled by nonsense. All right, I clear y'all up on these things, and setting goals for your future is part of attraction. So when Apple makes a plan in the year 2020 for what the company is going to be doing in the year 2030, they are putting the law of attraction to work. And when you don't make a plan for what you want to be doing 30 days from now, let alone 10 years from now, you are putting the law of attraction to work. You know what you're attracting? You're attracting mediocrity, sameness, and going backwards. Because if you're not building, you're destroying. Notice and remember that there is no neutral in the universe. You are either getting better or you're getting worse. So if you're not making plans to get better, then you are by default getting worse. You don't get better by accident. You can't get worse by accident. You can get worse by doing nothing. You do not get better by doing nothing. After puberty, it doesn't happen. Now, my one-year-old son, he'll get better by doing nothing. He will just naturally grow because it's just the human animal just naturally grows. But you, if you're over the age of 25, especially, you ain't growing anymore unless you do something on purpose, in case you didn't know. So let that be a reminder for you. So what do you want your business to look like 10 years from now? What about 5 years from now? What about 1 year from now? Have you considered these things? One thing is, have you thought about it? Secondly, have you written it down? Again, you don't have to be right. You might write down everything you want your business to be 1 year from now. And let's say that you go 0 for 100. You write down 100 things you want your business to be a year from now, and you don't achieve any of them. Are you in a better space than someone who didn't write it down at all? Yes, you are. You know why? Because first of all, you started the habit of writing down your goals was already putting you on a track to success. Secondly, you're getting your subconscious mind engaged and involved in the process of planning and visualizing your future. Just because you visualize something doesn't guarantee it is going to happen, but you're in a much better position to achieve it when you start visualizing it than if you don't even try in the first place. And then next year, maybe you'll hit 2%. Then the year after that, maybe 8%. The year after that, maybe 20%. The year after that, maybe 60%. The whole point is you got to start the habit. Understand that habits, folks, they create success. Successful people create success by habit. Remember, 85% of what we do is habitual and unconscious. So when you start doing the right things, you start doing the right activities, even if they're not producing results yet, as long as you stick to the right processes, they eventually will produce results. This happens in the sports world all the time. There'll be a team that's not very good because they got a lot of young players and the team is still developing and they don't even make the playoffs and they're losing a lot. But what does the coach say? We're working on making sure everyone does things the right way. We're starting to build the right habits. We're starting to build winning and success habits, even though we're not seeing the results yet. Then the next year, they're still bad, but a little less bad. Then the next year, they're kind of mediocre. The next year, they're maybe about half and half. Then they start to become good over time. But they have to start by building the proper habits. It's the same thing that you need to do. Start planning out your future, folks, because if you don't plan out your future, who is? I don't know of anyone else in the world who's sitting around thinking about your future more than you. Unless, again, you are under 18 years of age and you have parents who are thinking about your future. Other than that, ain't nobody on the planet thinking about you. Nobody on the planet is thinking about your future success. And if you ain't, well, you got a problem. There are too many people in business and life in general simply waking up every day and just trying to get by and survive just in your business and in your life. And you're not even thinking about next week, let alone next year, let alone the next decade. You got to fix this. These big companies that I mentioned here and others, I'm just using them because we all know who they are, but there are many others. They're always thinking deeply into the future. That's why when the future arrives, it seems like they already knew what was going to happen. You think that's a coincidence? No, it's because they've been thinking about it. They put the most powerful tool known to man, their brains, to use. You got the same equipment that they have. What's stopping you from doing the same thing? The answer is nothing stopping you. You don't need to have $1 billion of cash in the bank in order to do this. You don't need to have 3,000 people on your staff to think about your future. You can think about your future right now where you are. All you need is a brain. Everybody listening, you got one of those, right? Okay. So I'm often talking about setting goals every month, every quarter, every year, every day. You hear me talk about this stuff all the time. So when you're setting goals, what are you doing? You're thinking about the future. That is what a goal is. It's a future prediction of success. Whereas anxiety is a future prediction of failure. So how much time do you invest in thinking about where you are going and why you want to be there? All the big companies do this. All the big successful people do this, let alone the companies. This is the reason why many of them have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger over the years. Again, it's not by accident. It's not by luck. It's not just because they have these amazing products. Their products are good, maybe even great, but that's not the reason that they keep growing. They're people with great products that don't last. It's not a luck or a talent that has gotten them there. It is an intentional process. Keyword, intentional. You need one. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword, it's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. Point number 5. We're talking here today about principles big businesses use that every small business needs to adopt. Number 5, strategic planning. What does this mean? Speaking of what we just said, these companies, then with their business of the future, they start planning out how they can actually do the things they're thinking about doing. So Apple says, okay, we're going to have the iPhone 50 out in 2037, whatever year that's going to be. They start planning out what is the iPhone 50 going to look like? How is it different from the iPhone 10 that we have right now? Whatever number they're on now. What technologies are going to emerge over the years that can help make this better? What are some complaints we're getting about the current phone that we hope to be able to solve with future technology 10, 20, 15 years from now? They're thinking about this stuff. They start reverse engineering. What will they be able to do that they can't do now, but they will be able to do in the future? And they're going to make sure they're the first to jump on it and implement into their products. They start planning out their success. Just like you, they're never 100% correct what the future is going to look like. Just because they're planning it doesn't mean it's going to happen. All right. Apple fails on their plans the same way that you fail on your plans. However, here's the difference. They had plans. That's the difference with companies like Apple, Amazon, Google, Nike. They have plans. They write out plans. They strategize for their futures. They are thinking about where they are going. Same coaching program that I mentioned a minute ago. Same coach. He said that he would ask 100 entrepreneurs, do you have a plan for the future of your business? He would ask an entrepreneur that, do you have a plan for the future of your business? And most entrepreneurs would say something like, yeah, I got a plan for the future of my business. And he would respond and say, okay, let me see. And most of them were stumped when he asked the second question. Let me see it, because they had a plan, but it was only in their heads. Their plan wasn't actually written down on paper. So I beseech all of you listening to me right now, take everything that's in your head, and when it comes to your future success, I don't care if it is life success or it is business, and write it down on paper. It can be digital. It can be physical. However you like to write. Point is, write it down. Get it out of your head. And when you start writing it down, you're going to notice that you got more things you want to do than you even thought you wanted to do once you start putting them down on paper. Because now your brain can empty out. It has some space. You gave it some room to breathe because you took all those things you were holding in your head. You put them down on paper. Now the subconscious understands and don't have to remember that anymore because it's written down. All this stuff matters, folks. This is not some hocus pocus shit. This is real. But you got to actually use it. You have to actually apply it. So write these things down. And this coach was saying that if he has 100 entrepreneurs, let me see your plans for the future. 97 of them didn't have anything written down. They just had it in their heads. They could talk about it, but they didn't show it to you because they hadn't written it down. So let me ask you the question. Do you have a plan for what you want the future of your business to look like? If you do not have it written down, write it down. Again, you don't need any resources. You don't need any money. You don't need any staff to do this. You could be a complete nobody, living in your parents' basement. You can write down plans for your future. What's stopping you? Again, your plan need not be perfect. It need not be polished. It just needs to be a plan. It just needs to exist. Remember that plans are useless, folks, because most of our plans are not going to work out exactly as we expect. And even Amazon's plans fail. But planning is priceless. I just explained to you why. I did a whole episode on why plans are useless and planning is priceless. That was episode number 2008. Because when you put brain power into anything, you make it more valuable. Planning requires brain power. And when you put your brain to something, you make it better than what it was when you didn't put your brain to it. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number six, today's topic, once again, we are talking principles that big businesses use that small businesses need to adopt and apply. Number six, dumping bad ideas quickly. This is a big one. All of these are big ones. When I say it's a big one, these are ones that I see over and over again in my daily dealings, because most of the people I deal with are small business owners. I mean, small business, technical definition is you have fewer than 50 employees. Most of the people I work with have fewer than 50 employees. So technically, by definition, the government definition, you're a small business. Many small businesses, specifically solopreneur businesses, tend to violate this one often to their detriment. Taking too long to get rid of a bad idea. Now, how do we know something's a bad idea? Is a bad idea based on what your coach or your friend or your next door neighbor or your husband or wife has to say about it, or even a disgruntled customer has to say about your product? The answer is no. Bad idea is an idea that once implemented and worked on is clearly not producing the desired result. You need to know what the desired result is. You need to have parameters for measuring whether something is reaching the result or not. And when it is not, you need to have the discipline and the confidence and the diligence to get rid of it. Throw the garbage out. Everybody listen to this. Wherever you live, there's a trash day, right? There are places that I like to, there are certain days of the week that I run. I run different. Every time I run a different route. So I know on Monday, I run this way, Tuesday this way, Wednesday this way. So different days, I run different routes. And I know that on certain days, like Thursdays, for example, I'm recording this on a Wednesday. So Thursday when I run, there's a certain area that I run through where I know it's trash day. I know it's trash day because people had their trash cans outside, like near their houses, out in front of their houses. If I run past houses and businesses had their trash cans out on the curb. And when I'm running like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I see the garbage trucks and the garbage truck guys always wave to me because we're the only people out there. They're picking up trash and I'm running. And the whole point is they throw their trash out. They throw their trash out consistently. Businesses probably throw their trash out more often than they might throw their trash out every day. I would think they might have trash day every day because they produce so much waste in businesses. But I know on Saturdays when I run certain ways, sometimes I'm running Miami Beach. When I run past houses, their trash cans are out on certain days. The whole point is throw the trash out. Many of you have not thrown trash out in years, but you got some trash. You just haven't gotten rid of it. It's not that you don't have trash. You just haven't gotten rid of it. Dump bad ideas. Solopreneurs, you are the biggest violators of this principle right here. When you have an idea that is not working, first of all, you need a framework for understanding that it's not working so you can identify this. And then you need to know when to get rid of it. And then once you decide to get rid of something, it needs to go today. Not next week. Not after you try it a couple more times. Not when you feel comfortable with it. Now. Get rid of it now. That day on the spot. Let me explain to you something. Big companies, Google, Nike, Amazon, others, they have tried more things than you even know about. All right. All of these companies have tried more products than they sell right now. They have more failures than they have winners. Anything that they tried, at one point they decided that it's not working anymore. Guess what? They got rid of it so fast that you never even knew that it happened. Do you think that plays a role in their success? Of course it does. Every principle I'm going to share with you in this series plays a role in these companies' success. When they have a bad idea that is not working, it goes today. Not next week, not tomorrow, today, now. It's gone. It's over. And they move on to the next thing with no hesitation. You need to have this mindset. This is a discipline. When something's not working, it goes. Key phrase, no hesitation. How many of you who are listening to me right now are still working hard at an idea that is clearly not working? How many of you are keeping an idea on life support, hesitating to get rid of it, even though it is clearly not producing results? How many of you are keeping an idea on life support for no reason? How many of you are doing this? Let me tell you, biggest cost of keeping an idea on life support is your time. Your time is limited, folks. It's the most valuable resource you have in business, the most valuable resource you have in life. The reason that these companies are able to implement so many things at once and find the winners and delete the losers is because they find winners and delete losers. All right, it's not a coincidence. When they find a winner, they keep it and they put the gas on it. And when they find a loser, they kill it and they throw it in garbage. You, on the other hand, keep working on things even when they're clear losers. So your time is getting sucked away and you don't have nearly the resources they have. So they're beating you in like by like 1,000 times for a reason. It's not a coincidence. They're doing things that you're simply not doing. They have disciplines that you don't have. And it's one thing when you're working at a big company because they got a whole team of people who will uphold the discipline. It's another thing when there's only one person and you could overrule yourself. See, that's the problem. That's why the discipline matters more when you're by yourself than when you're with the team. When you're with the team, everybody upholds the discipline. See, you can't violate because 10 other people are going to call you out. See, when you're by yourself, nobody's calling you out. That's why I got to be a discipline. Because nobody can call you out and point out to you, hey, you're kind of keeping alive this idea that ain't working. In my coaching programs, I had to have this conversation with many people, some come to Jesus moments with people, letting them know, hey, yo, this is a dead dog. You need to take this out in the backyard and shoot it. All right, this dog is dead. All right, it's 15 years old, can't see anymore, can barely walk, doesn't eat. You got to take it out on a wheelchair just to take a walk. I see people walking dogs like this. And I don't mean that they should kill their dogs. I want you to understand the metaphor to this, metaphorically. All right, that dog is dead. All right, that dog's on his last legs. It's over. All right, let it go. All right, you got to know when to let it go. How often are you hesitating to get rid of things and costing yourself time in the process? You have to know when to drop stuff and then immediately drop it. Throw them out like yesterday's trash, or just like your favorite local restaurant. Every day they got to throw out the trash. Every day the trash truck got to come and get that stuff. Because if they don't, then mice and roaches and raccoons are going to start gathering because it's too much trash just sitting around. Too many of you are holding on to trash from 6 months ago. So that's the smell that you're smelling. All right, that's 6 months ago's trash still sitting in your garbage can. You haven't thrown it. You haven't taken the trash out because you're holding out hope that one day this idea might work. And you're going to pull it out the garbage and it's going to work all of a sudden. No, it's dead. Let it go. Put it in the dirt. Uncover it up. That's it. Let's recap. Today's class was part two of our series, Big Business Principles That Small Businesses Must Implement. Number four, clear vision and clear mission. Big businesses know exactly where they are going, know exactly why they are going there. They know where the 10-year from now future looks like. Do you have a plan for what's going to be happening 10 years from now in your life? Even if you're wrong, just make a plan. Number five, strategic planning. Speaking of such, these companies, with their visions of the future, they start planning out how they will actually do it. How are we actually going to do this thing that we have envisioned for 10 years from now? And again, are their plans always going to be perfect? Hell no. They mess up just like you mess up. But guess what? They use their brains and they start thinking about how they can make it happen. Remember, plans are useless. Planning is priceless. Number six, dumping bad ideas quickly. This is one I see often with solopreneurs. They violate this over and over and over again. You keep alive dead ideas. You keep them on life support for no reason whatsoever, simply because you are holding out hope. Well, it is a reason. You're holding out hope that this bad idea is one day going to become a good idea. It is not. It's a dead dog. You need to take it out in the back. Shoot it right behind the ear. Won't feel a thing and it'll be over. All right. That's what you need to do. You need to move on. You got to kill dead ideas when they are dead. Throw them in the garbage and let the trash man come get them. All right. With all that said, make sure you text me so you're in my community. My number's down below in the description. If you want to start working with me directly to start implementing these principles and implementing them now and immediately to get results in your business, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com where you can work with me directly and you can see everything we're doing in the program. Schedule a time to have a conversation with us. We can talk about where you're at, where you want to go, what might be in your way. We see you as a fit and believe we can help you. We'll tell you how it works and what we do from there. That's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com.